Okay, next up are the proper ladies who will feature here on December 10th. And they are going to have quite a holiday program, I guess, at that time. And but they're delightful to listen to always, and they're very supportive of this open mic. Please welcome Deb Goss and Annabelle Gretz, the proper ladies.
Thank you. Yesterday, I was watching several California-bred and individuals out on the street in Gloucester shivering in the cold, having a really tough time. I had the great fortune of getting a teeny-weeny part in an HBO miniseries called Olive Kittredge. If you've read the book, which you should because it's wonderful, they're doing a miniseries, and it should show sometime in the spring, I think. And I'm in the first episode, if you indeed do get to see me. And it's the anniversary this week of the Great Boston Fire. 1872.
This is what musicians did back then to commemorate. Mm-hmm.
They published the music because you didn't have recordings.
In conjunction with a song written for the Home for Little Wanderers to raise money. They kind of smushed together.
Lone and weary through the streets we wander, for we have no place to lay our heads. Not a friend on earth is left to shelter us, for both our parents now are dead. Poor mother died when we were both young, but father made for us a home. But now he's killed by torment timbers, and we are left here all alone.
Lone and weary through the streets we wander, for we have no place to lay our heads. Not a friend on earth is left to shelter us, for both our parents now are dead. A little wanderer am I, no pleasant home beneath the sky. And if no kind friend shelters me, must lay me down at once to die. The snow is drifting o'er my path, the cold and piercing winds benumb, and I shall starve, for I have naught of bread to eat a single crumb. Oh, think of your own darling child, and pity, yes, pity, oh, pity one who roams the wild. Oh, stranger, do not turn aside when you my humble prayer have heard. But cheer the little orphan's heart with kindly deed and gentle word, and you will not regret the thought you gave to wanderers such as we, when you shall hear those blessed words that ye have done it unto me. Oh, think of your own darling child, and pity, Yes, pity, oh, pity one who roams
lone and weary through the street we wander, for we have no place to lay our heads. Not a friend on earth is left to shelter us, for both our parents know are dead.
Oh, those cheery Victorians.
Thank you. Lovely, the proper ladies. Wonderful. I wanted to mention